to Minute with Mary. It's a podcast dedicated to network marketing and unleashing your confidence. So crank up the volume, get out your notepad, and let's turn your side hustle into the business of your dreams. Hey everybody, how's it going? My name is Mary Larson. I'm an independent, unique presenter and your host for this podcast. And today we're going to be talking about selfies. Ooh, did that just send shivers up your spine? Do you find that to be pretty much a curse word? Or are you so used to selfies you can take them in your sleep? Well, before we get into the rest of this show, I would love to invite you to subscribe to this podcast on any podcatcher of your choice. You know, if you have an iPhone, that's what you're working on right now. You already have a built-in podcast app. That's right. It's purple. It's beautiful. It's right there. Just go on in and search Minute with Mary, and I'm going to pop right on up. Maybe you're on Android. You can use one of my favorite apps on Android is Stitcher, but there's tons of other great podcast apps, so check them out there. You can also follow me and listen to the podcast at minutewithmary.com or by searching Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or YouTube with the hashtag Minute with Mary. And if you're listening to this and you are not yet a unique presenter, I would love for you to join me in the fun. You can learn more by heading to joinminutewithmary.com. For now, let's get into the show. Selfies. Selfie, selfie, selfie. My goodness gracious, when I joined this company, I had no idea how many more selfies I was going to be taking. We're in a day and age where selfie taking is a big thing. It's generally how we're taking pictures of ourselves with our friends or our families when we're out. But when you join a makeup cosmetic company, you're going to need to take a few more, my friends. And by a few more, I mean like loads more. And this may seem uncomfortable at first. You may not be very happy with how you look. Or you may be looking at these gorgeous models that Unique has chosen, which, by the way, are real Unique presenters. How awesome is that, that our catalog models are really Unique presenters. But you may be looking at these catalog models or other presenters thinking, they're gorgeous. I would just rather show the products on them than myself. I would rather just show the stock image of a tube of Epic mascara than how it looks like on myself. My friend, that is one of the biggest mistakes that you can make in this industry. And here's why. Especially when you're starting out, you're going to be sharing these products with what is called your warm market. I like to think about it as people who make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. It's your family. It's your friends. It's your college roommates. It's your fellow mom friends from the moms group. It's your neighbors. It's your coworkers. It's people who you know and talk to who like you. Okay, that is your warm market. You obviously are going to tell them that you joined a company. You obviously are going to be wearing some pretty amazing makeup and they're going to notice it on you. They know you, my friend. They like you. They want to support you. So when you're having your launch party, when you're going to be having your big coming out to the world as a Unique presenter, you're going to want to have a boatload of selfies with your face. And I'm telling you this because these people love you. And you're a real human, okay, that they can relate to. Maybe you're in their same age demo. Maybe your makeup level is along the same lines as them. You're going to make them feel like they can do this too. Epic Mascara, for example, is one of our top products. But if you just show a picture of the Epic Mascara and its tube, it's pretty boring looking. Wouldn't you agree? So you're going to want to make sure that you take a lot of selfies of yourself. Your face is now your brand. Now, please, please, please do not worry that you don't look perfect. In my opinion, that's actually one of the biggest assets is not being perfect in this industry. That's because we're in the network marketing industry and you want people to know that they can do this too. Sometimes when people look too perfect at this, it can actually intimidate others and they might not want to do it at all. They might think they can't do this. But if you're showing that you're a real life person, people are going to realize that maybe this makeup can help them feel more confident. Maybe they can do what you do. For example, whenever I put on Epic Mascara, I don't know why, I get it on my eye. I get it like on, not my eyeball, but my eyelid, partially because I have slightly hooded eyes, partially just because I have depth perception problems. And the other part is that I'm frequently doing it in a Facebook Live and I'm too busy talking. But nonetheless, I make a mess of myself. Pretty much every time I go Facebook Live, I get a schmutz of mascara on my eyelid. And you know what I do? I laugh and I say this is human because I know that there are people watching who probably do the same thing and they think, why am I not a perfect mascara applier? It's because you're human too. But maybe that person seeing me mess up will think that they too one day could possibly be a unique presenter, that you don't have to be perfect. Okay? So understand that taking selfies of you wearing these products is going to be one of your biggest assets, especially with your warm market. Let's talk about now how to get the best selfies that you can. First and foremost, lighting is everything, okay? I'm talking about everything. It's going to make a difference between you looking like Miss USA or Gollum from Lord of the Rings. When you are looking in natural light, okay, daytime, you find a window, you're taking a picture in your car, that natural light flowing through that window is going to highlight the colors properly, highlight your makeup properly. If you are taking a picture with shadows or in dim, dark light, you're going to have a lot of under eye baggage. The colors of your eyeshadows are going to look completely off, and it's just not going to do you any justice. So my suggestion is to walk around your house and take a selfie in front of every single window. Just do it. You know, it's kind of silly. Just laugh as you do it. Find out which of those windows is best. And then you're going to want to try it at a different time of day. If on the weekends you're going to be applying your makeup at a different time than on the weekdays, you're going to find out which windows work best at different times. Even take selfies in your car. The car sometimes has the best lighting. Avoiding shadows is really important because, as I said, when you have an overhead shadow, for example, it's really going to accentuate your under eye bags, which is something that you do not necessarily want to accentuate. I myself know I don't need to draw any more attention to that. Another big tip is to smile. Smile like you mean it, especially because when you first are sharing these photos, it's with that warm market. It's with those people who know you. So one of the things that I like to do is I like to just think that of a happy thought. I know it's very much like Peter Pan, but honestly, think of a happy thought, smile, say something to yourself. People will know if your smile is real and genuine. All right, another tip is to take lots and lots and lots and lots of selfies. You're going to look at your phone and think that you went crazy. Take so many selfies and play with the different angles, okay? I want you to take it from the side. I want you to put your chin down. I want you to try all different angles with your phones. Now, there are going to be plenty of YouTube and Facebook tutorials out there from your upline to help you find the different angles to best accentuate your face and your lashes, but I want you to take tons of them. I want you to take tons of photos, and if you have a beloved, really, really close friend or partner, you can even show them those photos and say, pick your favorite ones out of this. They might think you're a little silly at first, but trust me, taking lots of selfies is going to help you find those picture perfect ones. Now, one really important thing that we need to stress is please do not use filters. We don't want people to look like they're fake airbrushed or like a doll, okay? You don't want to be using filters. One of the big things about our products is that they work amazingly well, and we need to showcase them properly. So by being true to the products and true to yourself is going to help these people understand how it looks on you, on a real person that they love. Last but not least, please don't necessarily take pictures of yourself with a crazy background because people are going to be distracted by it. You can use different apps like the portrait mode in your phone to help blur the background. But if the background is crazy town, people might be a little distracted about that. So just be cognizant of what's behind you or if you want to tidy up a little bit. So hopefully with those tips, you're going to be able to take a ton of very confident selfies that you can use to share with your friends and family now that you're able to rock these amazing products. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Minute with Mary. You can connect with me on social media and YouTube. Just search that hashtag, Minute with Mary. And if you've enjoyed this podcast episode and if you feel like it brought any value to your dream business, do me a favor. Leave an honest review and rating in your podcast app of choice and maybe share this episode with a friend or your team, because word of mouth has been and will always be the best way that podcasts are discovered. And if you want to find out more about me and the other podcasts I do, head on over to maryandblake.com. I got some fun things brewing on over there. As for now, thank you so much for listening. My name is Mary Larson. Get out there and unleash your confidence. Possibly take a bunch of selfies while you're doing it.